You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have a very, very busy show. A lot of medical news, a lot of updates to talk to you about. Of course, if any more breaking news comes in regards to the situation in Libya, of course, we will stop and inform you. As many of you have heard, last night there was an attack on the U.S. Embassy and U.S. Ambassador to Libya, Christopher Stevens, and three other Americans were killed in an assault on the consulate in the eastern city of Benghazi. As they were fleeing, they were killed in their vehicle. The Defense Department has dispatched, from what I understand, I believe two units of 50 Marines or 50 Marines total to go to Libya to reinforce security there. Of course, Libyan government officials have condemned the attack and have offered condolences. Many of us very confused how this could happen, especially on the anniversary of September 11th. We will keep you posted as we get any more news. Of course, our hearts and prayers are with the families of those affected. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Very, very interesting news in medical news. Apparently, we have a gentleman who was in a coma for about 7 years, was given a medicine very similar to Ambien and woke up. This isn't the first time we've heard this, so we need to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how some of your blood pressure medications may actually be slowing down Alzheimer's. It's one of my favorite groups of blood pressure medications, so some of you may already know which one we're going to discuss, but it's important to know. Also, it looks like when you decide to take naps on the weekend, it could probably worsen your work week. That's me. I love my nappy poos on the weekend, so we'll talk about that, how to increase your energy. And, of course, more news or breaking news as it comes in. Please call us, though, with your medical questions, your comments, anything you want to talk about at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, if you don't like letters and can't find letters on your phone, it's 1-877-362-3254. We have tons of your emails. We'll try to get to those as well. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. You can always email us at drdahlia.com. Of course, we are on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Look us up. And on Twitter. Whew. See, I think I've been able to narrow all that down. Don't you hate that when you have to hear a radio host do all the housekeeping issues? So meanwhile, it's like 30 minutes past the hour and you're like, all right, now get to the stories. But at least we got all that in and all that done. I get to speak at the Brandeis National Committee luncheon today. Pretty exciting. They always serve good food, too, from what I hear, so I'm pretty excited about that, although I am hungry, so if you hear my stomach growl, I apologize. Okay, so what's happening here? A South African man who has been in a coma for 7 years supposedly awoke after given the sleeping pill Stilnox. Now, this type of medication has been played with and experimented with for a while on comatose patients. And this just blows my mind how this works. Apparently, the gentleman, Ayanda Nikinana of Johannesburg, back in 2005, was traveling along an Eastern Cape Road car crash, was left with severe brain injuries. Doctors said he would never recover. His eyes really wouldn't follow in any direction. If you were talking to him and you would move, he doesn't follow you, couldn't talk, nothing. All right. Now, the wife had been looking up Stilnox and had seen some local success, all right, or paper in the local paper, some success. And she had asked that her husband be given this drug. It does have the active ingredient zolpidem, which is in what we know to be as Ambien. Less than a week later of her husband getting the drug, he was able to talk, recognize family members, and remember past conversations. This is incredible. Now, still, I don't want everybody popping Ambien at home, okay, or Zolpidem, thinking you'll be able to help your memory, et cetera. No, no, no. I mean, this is a very, very unique neurological case and type of consequence that we still don't understand. We have no idea why this works, but it's, I guess back in 1994, a 24-year-old switchboard operator from South Africa was struck by a truck, went into a deep coma 5 years later. So now we're talking in 1999, which is kind of roughly when Ambien started to come out in the United States and be used widespread. A doctor prescribed Stilnox to help with the involuntary spasms. The boy wakes up, speaks to mom for the first time within 25 minutes. Now, from what we understand, the drug's effects could wear off after 2 hours. Some doctors are trying them on multiple doses throughout the day. The doctor, Wally Nell, told Daily Mail, although we're getting this from the Huffington Post, that he has prescribed the pill for more than 150 brain damage patients and has seen improvement in about 60% of them. Again, we wish we knew why this worked, but we don't. Now, from what we understand, like I said, we don't seem to be using this widespread now for our comatose patients in America, although there was a case where we had one gentleman who had a very severe traumatic brain injury, was given Ambien 4 times a day, but the effects only lasted about an hour each time. And I know some of you are like, wait a second, Ambien is supposed to put you to sleep. Zolpidem puts you to sleep. Stilnox puts you to sleep. Again, remember, these are neuroleptic drugs. They work on your nervous system. So, you know, what this tells us is we may assume and use something for one type of diagnosis, but because of the way it acts on the brain, you could always have an opposite effect. It's one of these ideas that we see many times with like allergy shots or homeopathy. You know, something may make you nauseous, but if you give a homeopathic dose, it may actually cure your nausea. Same thing. Sometimes you almost have to cut to heal. All right, we see this in surgery all the time. You'll have somebody with a horrible wound or a decubitus ulcer, and we actually cut and clean and debride to help it heal more. And this type of notion in medicine has been with us for ever since I think medicine existed. So the only thing is please keep in mind when you are popping these pills to sleep, you know, they are some pretty powerful, potent drugs, especially if they can wake someone out of a coma. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on 5 of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in 5 delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Men, are you ready for that extra boost in your romantic life? The answer is just a click away. Get ready for big confidence where you want it most. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement formula that's clinically tested to work. And today you can get a risk-free trial just by going online to buytestocharge.com. It's fast, easy, and this offer's only around for a limited time. TestoCharge significantly increases your drive and desire while improving your performance. It's absolutely guaranteed to give you the best experience for both you and her. If you want to have full-strength support for a healthy romantic life and want to get a risk-free trial of TestoCharge quickly and discreetly, just go to buytestocharge.com right now. That's buytestocharge.com. Skip the hassle of speaking on the phone. Go to buytestocharge.com now and get your risk-free trial while supplies last. buytestocharge.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry, I got a cough. See, I couldn't cough during break. I had to wait till I got started. All right, Frederick writes, Doctor, what is the best way to wake up in the morning? Cup of Joe, vegetable juice, I'm always dragging. Okay, you know, that's interesting because, you know, we spend a lot of time on how to get to sleep and how to fall asleep. We don't really talk about how to get up in the morning. And a lot of us drag. Now, there's a lot of things we doctors recommend, but of course I always talk about personal because I do. The one thing I've learned, and this is something not in the medical textbooks, but it's worked for me, is you don't wake up at the last minute of when you need to wake up. You know, for example, like right now I'm doing my show now 9 a.m. to noon. All right. I love it. All right. There is no way, even if I am all prepped for my show the night before, I'm going to wake up in the 8 o'clock hour Pacific time. There's no way I would do that because I notice I need to get my groove on, right? I need to, you know, get a running start. So I usually wake up a few hours before. Now, I know for many people that's not very practical because you barely get 8-9 hours sleep. Most of you probably only get 5-6 hours sleep. But the one thing I recommend, and we'll talk about other things you could do to wake yourself up in the morning, is let's say you usually wake up at 7 a.m., all right, that's when you have to wake up in the morning, and then you get out of bed, and you go to the bathroom, and your feet hurt, and you try to stretch out your feet because you have plantar fasciitis, and the first 10, 15 minutes of your morning is horrible. Well, one thing I recommend is maybe just wake up 15 minutes before. Okay, now don't hit the snooze. Well, you may have to hit the snooze because I don't want you to fall back asleep, but maybe wake up, go to the bathroom, get up, get back to bed and just lie there and think about something. All right? Till the point where your body is sick of being in bed. You know how some days when we get to sleep in, sometimes we're like, I'm just going to stay here all day. And then after a while, your body gets sick of lying there. I've never understood that. I bet it's because your body wants to circulate blood, get you moving, get you to get up and eating. It's amazing how your body knows more than you do. But I've done that. I've tried to sleep in all day on a one. It doesn't happen. Probably within 10, 15 minutes of me actively making that decision, I get up. My body's like, I'm ready to go. So maybe we need to do that. Rather than you being woken up out of a deep sleep, wake up 15 minutes before you need to. But again, don't just shut the alarm off, go back to sleep, because then you'll miss work. Does that make sense? I always recommend a hot shower. Just some sort of shower to stimulate you. Of course, most of us do. Some people shower the night before, which is fine to, I shower the night before to put me to sleep, because the hot water puts me to sleep, but then it also wakes me up in the morning. But one of the best things that I notice works is music. Get that music pumping. And none of this elevator stuff that always seems to wake you up with your alarm. Have it, and no commercials. It should probably be something on your iPod or whatever, but have some rock music or whatever pumps you up playing. Music is so stimulatory. It's got to be the right kind. I love classical, but classical relaxes you. Nothing like that. I mean, I know some of you really, get a fire in your step with Bach, but for the most part, something that you could really jam to, that you could sing to, you could dance to. It's got to be something you could shake your butt to. That's going to wake you up. Now, y'all should be doing some sort of exercise in the morning, but if you don't, get that exercise going. All right? Now, foods. What kind of foods wake you up? Well, surprisingly, there's no real consensus on what you should eat in the morning, but it has been known that oats or high-fiber foods wake you up. And because many of them have vitamin B. Now, vitamin B does give you a boost. I know some of you are like, why don't I just get a vitamin B shot? I really am trying to avoid extra, pharmaceuticals in you guys. Vitamin B shots are crucial for people low in vitamin B. But if you have good vitamin B and you're tired, still, it's good to get it from a dietary source. You can only take so much in terms of vitamins. The other thing about oats is sometimes it makes you poop. And I don't know about you guys, but, after you go through a, 10, 20 minute poop, for some of us it's exhausting, but for the rest of us, we're ready to get the hell out of the house because we can't breathe. All right, so your oats have calcium, magnesium, selenium, manganese. I'm getting this from realbuzz.com. I like it because it only gives about 5 of them, so I don't have to read everything in the book. But you guys get the gist. Some oatmeal and stuff wakes you up. Now, you see, for me, I take a little chocolate. I use a little bit of chocolate. It has chromium. It has magnesium. It has a little bit of caffeine in it, and I've been using that. Not good. Not good because you could gain weight, but it works. It does. So for those of you, but keep in mind, if you are going to snack on chocolate, make sure you only have a finite piece. Don't start, going into one of those, big, huge movie theater type candy bars. Fruit is always a great idea in the mornings. I know some of you are like, wait a second, all the breakfast cereal commercials back in the 60s and 70s had fruit with oatmeal. Absolutely. That's what we use for morning. Not so much to sustain you for hours, but because it's a pick-me-up. So put some fruit, into your cereal or your oatmeal, or just eat some fruit, okay? Watermelon, cantaloupe, melons, berries, orange juice, all right? These vitamins, they give you a big boost, and they last for a long time. Also, hydrate. Drink a lot of water when you wake up in the morning. Remember, you are dehydrated. You haven't been drinking for the last 8-9 hours when you sleep. B, a lot of us sweat when we sleep, right? Right? some of us, let's move on from that topic. A lot of us, when we breathe, we lose fluid, right? So if you're lying there with your mouth open, you're going to be losing fluid from your breath. And so you really have the ability to dehydrate every day when you wake up. Hydrate with fluids. When you're fatigued, when you have a headache, you're kind of in slow-mo, get some fluids in you. A lot of you go to the tea. You go to the green tea. All right, green tea extract, we've known, can boost endurance. Study in Japan, a huge one, showed that it could boost endurance up to 24%. Great energy drink to sip before a workout, green tea. My only thing is I wouldn't say drink green tea right before a workout because of the caffeine. You're already going to be increasing your heart rate. I don't want you to increase your heart rate too much. But in the morning, when you're on your way to work, you could do that. Now, the one food I do disagree with because I can't stand the taste is beets. I don't understand why these beets, probably one of the most disgusting tasting vegetables I've ever come across, is always in any of these lists. Hey, you want to boost your memory? Beet. You want to help lose weight? Beet. You want to have energy in the morning? Beet. I mean, they just beat you over this with a damn beet. But anyway, beets give you energy. They probably give you energy because you're so scared of it bleeding on your plate and bleeding into all your food that you want to run. A lot of magnesium, iron, vitamin C in it. Studies have shown that it helps increase your ability to exercise. That was from researchers at the University of Exeter. You know what? Okay, stop. I think I've had beet soup. Is borscht beet, is Russian soup borscht? I got to look that up because I've had that and that's good. That's some pretty darn good stuff. Okay, but no, drippy beet. Wait a sec, we got Don on research right now. Okay, Don says yes. Okay, so I've had some borscht. Don't you love the Russian language? Da, borscht, vodka. That is a real manly language, isn't it? Yeah, that's pretty manly, borscht. Okay, all right. So I guess I have had beets. And at some point liked it. I just don't like how, I mean, the fuchsia color is cool. You know, I get that, but it just scares me. Maybe it's because it's so bright. Maybe it's because it's so wet. Maybe it's because it drips all over your plate and it changes your chicken color from whitish to pinkish purple. I don't know, but I just get very taken back by beets. Now, finally, if you are sluggish in the morning, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. If you are sluggish in the morning, as a doctor, the first thing I think of, yes, I am a doctor, the first thing I think of is sleep apnea. Maybe you're not getting that good of sleep. And my patients who have used the CPAP, the continuous positive airway pressure to get oxygen into them, they say when I wake up in the morning, I have so much energy. Ah, you see? So if you've been hypoxic all night, because remember, you get more oxygen when you're up running around listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show than when you're lying down on your back or on your side or your tongue being pushed back, obscuring your oropharynx. You lose oxygen, you're getting hypoxic. No wonder you're exhausted. And then it takes you hours to regroup. Now, you notice I didn't say cup of joe. Some of you like cup of joe, some of you don't. I'm okay with that. Every now and then there's a study saying coffee's healthy, so I'm good. It's just I see what you guys put in your coffee, not the smartest thing to do. But, you know, I'd like you to look into those other things. And, of course, thyroid, anemia, B12 levels, etc. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget, we are booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Going to be a great time leaving out of Seattle next June for about an 8-day, 7-night trip, going up the Inside Passage, going through Victoria, British Columbia, etc. Just beautiful. And for those of you that had a really, really bad summer, I think we're going to want to have a great trip to look forward to next summer. So please go to my website, check that out, contact the travel agent to get yourself booked. All right. So while we were talking about being sleepy and not being able to get up in the morning, apparently there was a study done that says if you take a nap on the weekend, it just makes you more tired Monday, because it's more difficult to fall asleep on Sunday. I know some of you are like, well, duh, is this news? Honestly, it is. Remember, we medical people aren't that exciting, right? All right. Dr. Carter, what's his first name? Dr. Greg Carter is a neurologist and sleep medicine specialist at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center. He insisted that any sleep debt from the working week can be balanced out just by spending 8 hours in bed. Okay, stop the giggles. They say to maintain our internal clock, we need to go to bed 8 hours. See, but he says 8 hours. You see? Don't you love it when Dr. Dahlia is agreed with by the special? And this guy goes to a good, this guy's from like a good medical center. That's like University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center. I mean, that's some, you know, pretty heavy duty academia there. And, you know, he agrees with me on the 8 hours. You see? Push it to 9. Dr. Dahlia says 9. But how come none of these articles quote me? Well, Dr. Dahlia says he should sleep here. Nobody quotes me. Anyway, he says to maintain our internal clock, we need to go to bed 8 hours before our usual time for getting out of bed in the morning. Too many of us stay up later on Friday and Saturday nights. Well, duh. And choose to sleep in on Saturday or Sunday mornings. Okay, so I get it. So everybody needs to go to bed by 8:30 on their Friday and Saturday night. All right, they say this pattern... Oh, now he makes it boring. This pattern combined with sleep defeating actions that may include alcohol consumption and late night checking of emails just prior to bedtime makes for a painful Monday wake up call. See, he's a neurologist. That's why they talk like that. I'm not making fun of neurologists. Neurologists are cool. But who speaks like that? Sleep defeating actions. See, a family doc could say, come on, you're messing your poop up. Come on, people. Don't muck my stuff up. That's how the family doctors talk. But the neurologist is like, well, this pattern combined with sleep-defeating actions may include alcohol consumption. Okay, so is he trying to tell us not to drink on the weekends? I know. I tell you guys not to drink. I talk about alcohol a lot on the show. But I'm not, I mean, you know, I'm not going to be, you know, that uncool to say no drinking on the weekends. I'll just avoid that subject. Come on. I need to look cool. I'm not a neurologist, and I don't want people to think I'm uncool. Dr. Carter says going to sleep earlier is more effective. What do you mean he sounds sexy? Honestly, he's got a job. That is a good point for him. Maybe I don't know what this guy looks like. Maybe he's sexy or not. Okay, my only thing is he's telling us if we're in bed, we sleep. So I don't know how much action is going to go with that sexiness. If he's telling you to sleep. It's very difficult to be married to a sleep specialist. You know that. Right? You're like, oh, dear, come on, let's do some lovey-dovey. No, honey, we need to get our 8-9 hours of sleep. Well, honey, I want to do lovey-dovey. No. By the way, you have apnea, and we need to smack a CPAP mask on you. Ooh, sounds kinky. No, to sleep. Am I the only one enjoying this? Oh my God. See, I'm married to a chiropractor. We have a lot more fun, right? No, nobody's slapping a CPAP mask on me. No one's complaining about my snoring. I don't know if I can be married to a gastroenterologist, you know? Honey, you need a colonoscopy. Oh, honey, come on. Let's do some lovey-dovey. No, sorry. Not with what I've seen all day long. I don't know. Well, honestly, probably the sexiest doctor, we did a study years ago, was the orthopedic surgeon. You know, surgeons were number one, found to be the most sexy of all doctors. And no, not Family Doc radio hosts. We were close. I think we were number 98. But orthopedic surgeons were found to be the sexiest, probably because many of them were athletes. You know, and then you know, they go to medical school, and they're like, all right, well, we're going to deal with the bones. We're going to deal with the femurs. Some ACLs, right? I'm going to screw in a tibia. Sexy stuff. They get to use power tools. If you guys, I mean, the bone saws, oh, you guys would like those bone saws. There's some really cool stuff. You know, neurosurgeons, you would think neurosurgeons would be the least sexy of the surgeons, but it's really the urologists. Yeah, yeah, unbelievably. Now, there are some urologists that are sexy, okay? I don't want to insult any of my listeners. But I think urologists came below neurosurgeons. Yeah, imagine that. Okay, all right, so no taking a nap on the weekend. You guys got that? All right, what's happening in New York? All right, the New York, oh, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. New York City's soda ban decision is expected tomorrow. New York City's controversial proposal to regulate restaurant sales of large sugary drinks is going to come to a head. Isn't that cute how the writers did that, right? Because you have the foam, right, with the soda and the foam coming to a head. Yeah. The city's Board of Health is scheduled to decide the measure's fate tomorrow. Of course, I believe they were all appointed by Mayor Michael Bloomberg anyway, so I don't know where the neutrality is, But I guess they're expected to pass the measure, effectively prohibiting city restaurants, delis, sports facilities, street vendors from selling these beverages. But if they're over 16 ounces, can't do over 16 ounces less. However, grocery stores and convenience stores will still be able to sell them. Of course, the mayor thinks he is going to combat obesity by doing this. Yeah, hopefully is probably thinking this will help him for a hopeful presidential bid in the future. I don't know. I know it's making a lot of people mad who buy one of those big drinks and split it up among them, among the family. That's what we do. We would go to a movie, we buy one popcorn, one drink, and we split it up. We've been avoiding soda, though. I've been trying to sneak in waters because I don't like paying $2.50 a water at the movie theater. But don't tell my movie theater that I sneak in waters. But every now and then when the kids are like, Mom, I need a soda. I couldn't wake up this morning because I didn't have my cup of joe. So we got a big one. We split it and we save money. That's how I look at it. Okay, so anyway, I guess there is a coalition. There's a New Yorkers for Beverage Choices. If you want to join that, I guess look up New Yorkers for Beverage Choices, a coalition of individuals and businesses opposed to the regulations. I hate when government steps into our business. Here's my problem. Okay, you're going to cut back on soda. Are you going to cut back on cheesecake? Are you going to cut back on pizza, how big the pizza slice could be? Are you going to cut back on chocolate milk? My problem is when does this stop? You know, I don't know. Anyway, they think that this will cure obesity. In the United States, nearly 2/3 of adults are overweight or obese. Bloomberg says health-related problems, which include increased risk of heart disease and diabetes, cost the city about $4 billion a year. Okay, I would say French fries are also a big risk factor. What are they going to do? Ban French fries? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't. Honestly, I really think this is just all a political ploy, right? Say you're banning large size drinks, it puts you in the news. I mean, look, we're talking about them, but does that really combat obesity? I mean, you want to combat obesity in New York, shut down the subway system and make everybody walk. I mean, if you really, really, really are worried about your citizens' waistline, get rid of the cab drivers, get rid of the subway system and make everybody walk to work. But thinking that this ruling on sodas and cutting back to less than 16 ounces is going to do what it's supposed to do with obesity is ludicrous. And it's a show. It's just a show. All right. There's many other things that have sugar and fat. What's scary is, does he really think this will work? I mean, A, then he really doesn't understand the mechanics of obesity. And two, is he going to go after pizza and French fries and hamburgers and every other food that you could think of that adds to our American waistline? I know there's falafel over there. Falafel, I don't think it's...
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet's Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice
beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Jackie on the line. Hey, Jackie, how you doing?
Hey, nice to talk to you.
Hi, sweetie. Where are you listening from?
California, and I'm right now, I just dialed the 800 number, and I'm hearing you over the phone. 5791.
Oh, that's weird. You're calling the 1-877-DOC-DALI?
Yeah, well, no, it's 1-800-259-5791, and thought I was going to be talking to Dr. Dan, but I always hear you, and I love who you are.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. Thank you.
Yeah, well, it's, so I'm really blessed.
Same
and
here,
I
honey.
Like his products, home naturopathic things with the heart and raw heart and lignans.
I'm not too familiar with that product line, honey.
Okay, well, I'm diabetic.
Okay.
And I don't know whether I'm 1 or 2. I have irritable bowel, and and I am walking when I wasn't walking for like 6 months, and I'm doing the...
Good. So you're exercising. Good.
Yeah. And, but I'm trying to put it together because I want to get off the insulin.
Right.
And I keep feeding the insulin.
Now, I mean, you say you don't know if you're type 1 or type 2. Did your doctor check a C-peptide? I mean, is it because your doctor doesn't know if you're type 1 or type 2?
When I was diagnosed nearly 30 years ago, he didn't know, and he didn't want to put me on oral medication, so he put me on insulin.
Okay. You know, I mean, again, that was 30 years ago. It may not hurt to, you know, have your doctor revisit it. There are some blood tests he could do to see. You know, insulin, it's very inexpensive and it works, but it could cause weight gain and it's tough to take the shots. I don't know if I could do it. You're a tougher person than I am. But again, if that's what you need, you know, if you are type 1, that's what you need, you know?
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm taking. Okay. And hopefully I'm doing things now like the cacti, what's the name of the cactus that I'm taking that's supposed to help you get off the insulin? But I've
heard about that, which is cool. You know, I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, and so we were talking about that 30 some years ago. How, you know, many people in the especially Native Americans who are at high risk for diabetes, as well as Latinos, that there was cactus properties that helped fight diabetes. Incredible stuff.
Yeah, it really is. And I was eating the raw Nepali salad, and my blood sugar just dropped down to nothing. But it didn't last. Do you know what I mean? And I don't know whether that's because I didn't want to drop the insulin right away. So I'm trying to balance it out.
Of course.
Between taking some insulin and after 2 days of not taking it and having normal blood sugars, I go into having to take it because of whatever I've eaten or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to balance it all out.
All right. Well, you know what, Jackie? I'm so glad you called. I know we're going to be coming up on the end of the show soon, so I got to get to a little bit more medical news. But God bless you, honey. And my recommendation is to definitely work with your doctor. Tell him you would like to eventually get off the insulin. Many doctors don't realize that, patients are unhappy with their medicine regimen. And so you'll come in for a refill. You know, you'll come in, you know, to see how your blood work's doing, et cetera, and they'll just refill your medicines. And, you know, if you're a type 1 diabetic, you need the insulin. There's not much you can do about it. But if you're a type 2 diabetic and the insulin that was, that you were put on 30 years ago, is not the regimen you really have to be on, have your doctor revisit it. He could run something that we call C-peptide. Of course, have him run your numbers. And, you know, he could kind of tell. And especially if he thinks you're type 2, experiment with some oral hypoglycemics. I love the fact that you're exercising. I think it's really cool that you're looking into some alternative type properties. But here's the thing. We want our diabetics to be tightly controlled, very, very tight. So, you know, you won't see as many MDs like myself, unfortunately, be as open to the alternative medicine realm with that if there's no proof that that's going to keep your diabetes in line. Like, for example, with cholesterol, many of my patients say, Dr. Dahlia, I want to take red rice yeast or red yeast rice. Okay. Now that acts like a statin, which is very, very similar to, obviously, Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor, etc. Well, many of us MDs, we know how to quantitate the Lipitor. We know how to quantitate the Crestor. We're comfortable with those medications. We're comfortable with the studies, the patient outcomes, the risks versus benefits, and know how to watch and monitor you. The over-the-counter red yeast rice, red rice yeast, and, you know, yeah, we know it works, but we have no idea what dosage you're taking. Some of us do, but the majority of us, we don't, because there's nothing standard that's out there. And so, unfortunately, you know, many of you are like, well, gosh, you know, all I do is I go to the doctor and I get a pharmaceutical. Well, you know, keep in mind, it also depends on the disease. You know, for example, sex drive, that's something we all want to find a cure for. I got to tell you, the doctor that figures out loss of sex drive in women, that doctor is going to be an absolute hero. And I know people say, go to the oysters, go to the anchovies. Women don't like anchovies. And honestly, oysters, really, really. All right. So with something like that, a doctor may be more open to your leads in alternative medicine or complementary medicine because you're not going to die probably either way. Yeah, when it comes to diabetes, when it comes to cholesterol, our license is on the line. There is no way we can explain to a board why we allowed your sugars to be out of control if we knew gosh darn well what to prescribe. You don't leave medical school. It doesn't matter what specialty you're going into without knowing how to manage high blood pressure, diabetes, and high cholesterol. Unfortunately for the patient, a lot of times they're going to get a closed-minded doctor who's going to say, look, I'm not going to mess with it. Now, what I allow my patients to do is once I get them in control, then I'll let them maybe experiment. Maybe I'll back off a little bit with the medicine, let them experiment. But I'm not going to let somebody whose blood sugar is in the 300-400 try anything complementary in the beginning. Because again, you're seeing me. If you're seeing me and I'm an MD, it's because you want my opinion. If not, you would have just stayed home and tried the complementary medicine. See what I mean? All right, now, yes, I do have people that go, no, Dahlia, all I want is you to do blood work while I, you know, you see if the complementary medicine is working. Some doctors will do that, but a lot of doctors will not put their license on the line. They'll say, no, not on my watch. So, you know, it's frustrating for you as a patient, but honestly, if I had to tell you what I would choose and what I would favor is get the diabetes in good control first, because for every day your diabetes is out of control, you're increasing your risk of heart disease, stroke, blindness, kidney disease, etc. Get yourself in control. Then hopefully you have a doctor that's a little open-minded that will allow you to maybe back off a little bit with the medicine while you try the complementary and see if the complementary works. If it didn't work, then you know you didn't lose too much. You didn't ruin an eye or pop a blood vessel or put yourself at risk for blindness experimenting. But as for other conditions where it's not life-threatening, where we don't have a clock ticking on how quickly we need to get you managed, I think it's kind of cool to try some of those things. You know, like garlic, many people look at garlic and cinnamon and, yeah, I think that stuff is cool. I don't like pills, but I like the, if you want to add garlic to your food because you think it'll, enhance your, cholesterol metabolism, fine by me. I think that stuff's cool. If you're going to pop a pill of garlic to prevent popping a pill of Lipitor, I'm going to question, well, are you really going as natural as you can? You know, one thing I talk about, you know, how frustrated I get is people will say, Dr. Dahlia, no pills. I will not take any pharmaceuticals. Yet they come in with 7 bottles from the health food store in tablet form. And I'm like, but you're taking pills. I mean, if you're going to do natural, then that means you're eating the natural garlic. You're sticking your teeth into a clove. Doesn't mean you're popping a pill. All right, guys, we got another hour coming up. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
How would you like to... Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Men, are you ready for that extra boost in your romantic life? The answer is just a click away. Get ready for big confidence where you want it most. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement formula that's clinically tested to work. And today you can get a risk-free trial just by going online to buytestocharge.com. It's fast, easy, and this offer's only around for a limited time. TestoCharge significantly increases your drive and desire while improving your performance. It's absolutely guaranteed to give you the best experience for both you and her. If you want to have full-strength support for a healthy romantic life and want to get a risk-free trial of TestoCharge quickly and discreetly, just go to BuyTestoCharge.com right now. That's BuyTestoCharge.com. Skip the hassle of speaking on the phone. Go to BuyTestoCharge.com now and get your risk-free trial while supplies last. BuyTestoCharge.com.